The Princess and the Pea by Hans Christian Andersen. Directed by George Czar. Performed by Noelle Dupuis. There was once a prince, and he wanted to marry a princess. A real princess. So the prince left the castle to travel around the world to find one. Now there were plenty of princesses. But whether they were real princesses, he had great difficulty in discovering. There was always something that was not quite right about them. At last, he was sad. He had to come home again, as he was unable to find a real princess. One evening, there was a terrible storm, with claps of thunder and flashes of lightning. The wind howled, and the torrential rain pounded on the castle windows and poured down the cobblestone streets. Indeed, it was a frightful night. In the middle of the storm, somebody knocked at the castle gate, and the old king himself went to open it. It was a princess who stood outside, but she was in a terrible state from the rain and the storm. The water streamed out of her hair and her clothes. It ran in at the top of her shoes and out at the heel. But she said that she was a real princess. We shall see soon if that is true, thought the old queen. But she said nothing. She went into the guest room, took all the bedding off. She then placed a dried pea on the very bottom of what would become 20 mattresses piled directly on top of the pea. This was where the princess was to sleep that night. In the morning, they asked her how she had slept.
"Oh, just awful," said the princess.